This is Batchy for Blokes.
Oh, the finale of Bachelor in Paradise has happened. I'm Jackie Kosolke, and Joe Thornley is sitting opposite me right now.
Hello, I'm riding a bicycle that's really a train.
That was weird.
It was weird, although I'm into it as an idea for a date.
You know I love an activity date.
I would.
So I would, but...
smash a bicycle train.
So, Bachelor in Paradise has wrapped up.
Fizzed out?
Fizzed, yeah.
Kind of, except for...
Do you know what it was? You know those streamers that pop, right? It popped, but no streamers came out.
They kind of dribbled out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there was a fantastic bit at the end.
There
but
was.
We'll get there.
We'll get to it. So, two episodes this week to talk about. The first, we had, this series. I was thinking today, like, Joe and I, well, me, actually, I'm going to speak for myself. And then you can speak for you. All I do is bitch and whinge about how much I hate this show and the people in it. Yet, I still watch. Yet. I still produce this podcast.
I tell you, it's Stockholm Syndrome.
So this series has gone for about 6 weeks and we've had
6 years.
For about a month of that, there was four episodes a week.
500 people.
People coming in, coming out, coming in, coming
one
out.
One incredible bartender.
Wise. Missy Wise. And now we were left with, in the finale week, four couples.
Yeah, barely.
So I
constantly had to remind myself that Jake and Megan were still around.
Right.
And I have to do a bit of a disclaimer.
Do it.
It's not just an opportunity to mention that I finished writing my book.
Yes, she did.
But I finished writing my book on Sunday and promptly got shit-faced. So I did watch on Sunday night, but on Monday morning I had to go back through my tweets to remember what happened.
I watched, but was I really watching?
So I remember train bike.
Well, yeah, all you need to know about Sunday night's episode, to be fair, I think each of the four couples went on a fantasy date.
Which was just going round the corner and then not staying in a shack.
I know. And to discuss where their relationship is going on the outside world, blah, 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 blah. And there was, you know, on boats, in a shack, so on and so forth. But... I think you were out getting shit-faced. No, she's got it. Joe's got a friend who is a food writer.
I think we mentioned him last week.
You know what?
He should just be on this podcast.
He should just be on this podcast. But also, Tristan, I've mentioned you so many times. I need something out of this, like a free dinner. Anyway, so Tristan was like, I'm going to some wine tasting thing. It's all free. Come along. Right. And Thornley over there.
Yep.
Partook
with gusto.
So I texted you and didn't get a response because you were shit-faced.
Did you?
But yeah. But there was a point where Kira and Jared, and I wish you'd seen this, and maybe you have, went on their fantasy date.
Yeah.
And Jared popped a champagne bottle and it lingered a little bit too long
on the knob of the
bottle with the froth coming out.
Right, yeah.
Just a little bit too long it lingered.
It's an ejaculation metaphor, Jackie.
That's what I texted you.
I saw that in the morning and I thought you're excited about something else.
So that was their date. And also then they jumped off the boat. I might be out of order here.
Oh, look, I don't know.
Who cares? And so they jumped out of the boat and then they were lying on what do you call it?
Banana lounges?
Yeah, no, in the water, just lino things. Is that what they're called?
Lilos.
Linos. Lilos. And literally, Kira was lying and straddling Jared and his head was a little bit too close to her crotch and I
really feel like I would remember this.
Yeah, and I was like, well, that's why I was surprised I didn't hear from you because I was like, this is peak Joe Thornley. This is so relevant to her interest.
So I remember Jake and Megan's, I remember a couple of things he said.
Yep.
And I can't believe he said, I think I'm falling in love with you.
Mm.
And then he said something like, I can't believe I said that with a straight face. Oh my and God. I think he means he wanted to cry, but dude, and also, has anyone ever seen Megan look happy?
Well, no, because she's had so much work done that her face is not physically able to.
Has she though?
Yes.
Mm. I mean, everyone. Like, do what you like to your fart, eh?
Yeah.
But Find a way to smile, babe.
Yeah, true. Mm. I know this because I read too many things on the outside. Well, that you don't read. Love you, Daily Mail. So Megan and Jake, the whole, I don't know.
If you have to work that hard at it, it's not a thing.
So he was like, oh, well, she lives in Perth. He lives on the Gold Coast. And a producer-led storyline about whether or not their relationship will work was, but she was like, then I'm going to go traveling. And how do I know you're going to be faithful? And Jake's like, you don't.
Hey. Also, again, Megan, find a way to be happy. You live in Perth. The sun sets over the water. It's very pretty.
So then we had a date with, Tara and Sam were up first. No problems there. No problems there.
Do you like how in the morning Sam's still wearing his bathrobe because he just wants everyone to know that they boned?
Oh my God. I have to talk about, I don't want to talk about Sam and Tara too much now because we'll get to it later. And I want to discuss his hair at length.
What more could there possibly be to say?
I have so many questions. So many questions. And I've seen it IRL and I still have questions. No. Then we had a date. I think the last date, was Ali and Grant on the bike that was on a train track.
I love that. I don't like them, but I love that.
And
I just
tandem.
I want to hoon around a tropical island on a bike train forever.
Yeah. So, and their whole was that he lives in LA.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, will you move to LA? And I was like, Grant, why wouldn't you move to Adelaide?
Yeah.
I know the answer to that. But I've lived there.
Those two speak to each other like they're aliens that have read a manual about how humans speak. It's not, I mean, obviously I have a clearer memory of last night's, and we'll get there, but it's the shallowest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
They're a puddle.
Well, she was the one that said, I will die for you. A few episodes ago. And I was like, holy shit.
How would you tell?
Because the plastic's melted.
Oh, hey, hey.
Oh, it's true. So they were like, she was like, oh, I don't know, I'll move to LA. And I was like, the whole time they were having this discussion, I was like, you can't just pick up and move to LA. It doesn't work that way.
Visas.
Like, having lived overseas, you can't just go, I'm going to go there. And it happens now.
Well, that's why I haven't. It's really hard.
It made me so angry. Mm. I hate it when shows are factually incorrect.
Oh, my God. Then watch something else. Wow.
Stockholm syndrome. Then we get to the finale.
Oh, I tell you what. Everyone wakes up after a night of sweaty sex.
Oh, my God. It was like literally people in bathrobes. And I was like, you've all boned. We all know.
And, you know, I like that. Every finale of every Bachelor, Bachelorette or Bachelor in Paradise thing, you just have to sit through so many people getting dressed in slow motion.
Yeah, I know.
So
every couple had, okay, so Osher explained how this works. So every couple in the finale has commitment rings. The dudes,
they've got a choice. They've got a buffet. Nothing, commitment ring, engagement ring.
Correct. So let's get the out of the way first.
Or do we get Jake and Megan?
Yeah.
Jack.
Jake.
Jake.
Meek.
Cheekin. Jake and
Make.
Bye.
So basically the whole, can I trust you to be faithful while I'm traveling the world being an Instagram influencer?
Maybe.
Nah, see ya.
Bye.
Jake cried. Then we had.
Did he or does he just sort of leak fluid?
Yeah. Mm. It's a bit of both, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Then we had the most surprising couple and one that brings me so much joy because I think that Kira makes Jared cooler and Jared makes Kira less insane.
Separately? No, thank you.
Yes.
Together?
Yes.
Fine.
I really like them. I like them so much.
Also, that is the dress that she was wearing was by a factor of 5 million. The best thing she's worn.
She looked delightful. It was like a palm print dress, but hilariously, as you know, Joe, you've been to my house. I have like.
Yes, you have those cushions.
I have the same print.
But I'm only disappointed that she didn't rock up to the commitment ceremony in her Greek fisherman's hat.
So they interviewed Jared before he went into the commitment ceremony.
And he went to 11.
He's like, I'm like a bull in the china shop and I'm going to go in there and smash it. And
it's like we're already married. She tells me when the burgers are ready.
Oh, yeah.
Although you do want that in a relationship.
I do. Oh, now I want burgers.
I want a burger alert boyfriend.
I want a burger right now. Oh, my God.
I had one yesterday because of a hangover. It was amazing.
Oh, so good. I had like 7 sliders on Saturday night.
7 sliders.
They were just there and I just ate them. Anyway, so then they had their commitment ceremony and it was quite sweet.
Yeah.
And they are committed.
And then Jackie sent me a link to Kira's Instagram where she'd announced that she could finally say she was in love.
Oh, I know. And her Instagram's been really great today. She's been posting all these videos on because Jared's family own a vineyard and a farm. And she's been posting all these pictures of her, like, collecting eggs from the chicks.
I need to look because I can't imagine it. I have a legitimate question because I don't know.
Go on.
Despite one of my old mates really wanting me to get my lips done, I've never had my lips done.
No, you're perfect. You don't need to.
I know. Thank you. What happens to sensitivity? Like,
I don't know.
I wonder if pashing still feels exactly the same.
I don't know because I don't have foreign objects in my face.
Right. I feel like I'm a lot more okay with people putting things in their face than you are.
I think it's the same as have you got friends who've got boob jobs? It's like when your friend who has a boob job hugs you, I think they forget the buffer. There's
right.
a buffer there.
Right.
I think they don't realise. And it's like, oh, boobs.
There's my friend, whose name is also Joe, I'm not my own friend or pregnant. She's pregnant.
Yeah.
She was leaving work yesterday, so I hugged her. You get one hug a year from me. And I went in like she wasn't pregnant.
Oh.
And it was a bit too.
Because it was baby.
Yeah.
Baby
big baby.
Anyway. So I don't know, but they're very cute and I was happy for them.
That I know, but it's kind of, oh, look, I wish I had an analogy.
Yeah, the lips. But she
but
knows.
No, but whatever's bad when it's separate and good when it's together.
Oh, I wish I had one too.
Oh, I know.
Caramel, salt, salted caramel. That's a terrible
caramel
analogy.
Caramel and salt are awesome separately and together.
Well, that's an analogy for
Marzipan and a bin. There you go. Kira and Jared, your marzipan in a bin.
In a week's time, I'm going to come up with a really great
analogy.
Yeah,
I know. Well, we'll come back in and do a 1 minute podcast.
Then we had Grant and Ali.
The things, their massive inverted commas vows were so dumb. He was wearing a beige suit as well. That's a red flag. Her dress.
Yes.
Was foul.
It was so foul.
Because it was one of those
cheapy stores near a train station.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm.
I don't want to spend too much time on that.
And then they were saying, they were just shook up cheesy words in a bag.
Oh.
You make my heart full. Really? You make my sick bowl full.
So they committed to each other.
She was certain she was getting proposed to.
Mate, we'll get to it because, as you know, I'm very angry.
Yep, I know. And we will get there.
So let's talk about something
but
nice.
I like that when he just brought out a normal commitment ring and he made certain she knew it was only a commitment ring.
Oh, yeah.
Crestfallen. Mm. It's the most emotion I've seen on her face.
I have a friend who no, I'm going to save it when we talk about what's coming because I just – why am I still watching this show? Then let's go to the really lovely story of
hands up who didn't cry.
I cried.
And I hate, it's like, oh, Australia is so lame right now. It's utterly fine, but we're lame.
So Sam and Tara have been the other surprise couple of this series because Sam was a dickhead.
A
massive dickhead on Sophie Monk's season.
Does this mean now that when we meet dickheads, we have to just
give them a
wait
chance.
It out?
Yeah, we have
I
to
don't
give them a
want
chance.
To.
I know. I just hate like, and he's the kind of dickhead that I just, I will not give any time to in turn and walk away from.
No, because guys who are greatly improved by their girlfriends.
I know.
What? That's an honours thesis. Like, so, I want to.
Yeah, I know. The reason why, I'll give you an example if you weren't familiar with Sam and Sophie Monk's season of The Bachelorette was he was doing a photo shoot.
He was a dickhead.
Well, he's a dickhead, one. Two, he was doing a photo shoot with Sophie and he was standing behind her and he had his arms around her and he goes, I can see your cans.
Yeah.
Don't talk about it. We know you can see our boobs.
Have a look.
Don't acknowledge it.
Enjoy. Shut
Move
up.
Move on. Anyway, so him and Tara became a thing and they...
They started as mates.
Mates. And the first thing she said when he walked into paradise was, he is not getting a rose from me.
Yeah. Ha ha ha.
So they, their commitment ceremony was a bit different to the others, Jo.
Yes, but leading up to that, I'd just like to say, because, you know, ostensibly this is a Batchy for Blokes thing, even though we don't really, you know, it's for everyone. But I never thought I would say this, but blokes, that's how you talk to a lady.
I know. Coming from him.
He was just really sincere and fun and not doing the fucking romance novel stuff.
I know. It was real, wasn't it?
Yeah. And even just when he goes, oh, you're so pretty. Like, it just.
And I thought, yeah, she is.
It bursts forth from his face.
I know.
It's just, it was lovely. Damn it!
And before we get to the beautiful bit, I just want to discuss it a little bit, the hair. So, Sam, it's kind of matted. He's got a receding hairline because I looked last night. And then what he does is Trump comb over a really long bit.
Yeah, it's macrame.
Forehead that go. I want to cut it so bad.
I know. There's just anything would look better.
I concur.
Also that, I mean, bless you, but it's not an outfit I would want to be proposed to in.
No, but.
P.S. I would want a nude proposal, obviously.
I know someone who proposed nude.
Oh, great.
So he then got down on one knee and was like, will you marry me?
Do it, Sammy.
Yeah. And then she said yes. And then I was like, oh, my God, where did he find a diamond ring on Fiji?
Well, also, I love that all the commitment rings, all the blokes rings, they just didn't fit.
I know.
Maybe it was humidity swollen fingers.
Mm.
But I like that, oh, my God, I'm engaged. Yeah, same. That was awesome.
So cute. And then they were like, why is this going to be the flower girl? I was like, yes.
Oh, they're probably going to be registered at Bunnings.
Oh, and then as you tweeted last night, Daryl Braithwaite will play them off with the horses.
Mate, it will go off.
What a great wedding. I'd love to be at
that
wedding.
If they don't play, if Love Shack isn't played at that reception, something's wrong.
So then we, the series ended and then we got a,
an announcement.
Where are they now? And it's like, Kira's moved to Melbourne to be with Jared. Sam and Tara are planning their wedding. Ali went to LA. Sadly, things didn't work out with Grant.
Surprise.
She is now the next bachelorette.
Okay.
I'm so angry.
Now I know you have some rage. I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed. Because she doesn't have a personality. I don't care what people look like. I want to be interested and entertained.
Okay, my housemate summed it up with, it's very hard to seem both insane and boring, yet somehow Ali manages
Yes, it. She is boring. She's a lady carved out of a beige crayon. She's what you end up with if you lightly rinse a mannequin.
She has had so much work done to her face that it shows no personality as
But the conversational skills of a roll of paper towels.
She Instagrammed last night the announcement, right, and there were three grammatical errors in her post.
Oh, I tell you what. It's just like, why would you get Sophie Monk and then scoop her out and then fling a hollow shell at the screen?
I'm furious, but we'll still be watching.
It's going to be so boring.
I know, but we have the honey badger as the bachelor.
Yeah, that's true.
What is happening this year? Oh. That's Bachelor in Paradise, Jo.
So... like a pair of beautiful robots incapable of human emotions, a mismatched couple of idiots that are only likable when they're together, and Tara and Sam, we go on.